Guess what, guys? The universe is always talking to you. Through your desires, your intuition, your disruptions, your timing, your pauses, and the synchronicities that show up exactly when logic says they shouldn't. Most people think manifestation is about asking the universe to deliver, but real manifestation is a partnership, a dance between your energy and the universe's intelligence. It's not about forcing outcomes, micromanaging the how, or performing positivity. It's about learning to move in rhythm with something bigger than you. And when you learn that rhythm, your desires stop feeling far away and start feeling like they're walking toward you. In today's Mystical Minds, we're stepping into the heart of co-creation, how to work with the universe, how to hear it, how to trust it, and how aligning with your path creates effortlessly momentum in your manifestations. And I have just been taken over by two cats.
Move
and move. Yes, here at Mystical Minds, anything can happen. And I'd like to welcome you to Mystical Minds, the podcast where magic meets modern life and the metaphysical isn't just possible, it's personal. I'm your host, Allie Thies. I'm a psychic, energy worker, and a soul connection specialist, and the former host of Ask Allie, the longest-running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts with 19 incredible seasons. Over the years, I've written 8 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, Out of Body Ecstasy, Gypsy Girl's Guide to Goals, One Spicy Erotic Story, and a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Self, where I shared my insights on creating a bedroom that truly invites love. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect with their true selves through intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and the wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into this mystery together. Hello, hello, everyone. You know, here at Mystical Minds, here at Allie's house, I have 12 cats and a dog. I get interrupted a lot when I do podcasts and readings and a whole bunch of other stuff. My cats always like to make an appearance. And if you've been with me for a while, you know I do not edit my podcasts. I never have since 2003, not a once, because life is not perfect. Life is messy. It really is. And I never want to project the fact that me, myself, and I are perfect beings, because Lord knows I am so far from that. So I hope you all are doing well. The card of the week, well, I guess I need to get a deck, don't I? Haven't even done that yet. Well, let's see. Let us use Denise Lynn's Sacred Traveler Oracle cards for the card of the week. Now, it doesn't matter if you're listening to this episode today, a year from now, 5 years from now, whenever it may be, this card is for you for the week. All right? So let's see what we're going to get. And I'm hoping no whammies. And if you're my age, Gen X, you should know what no whammies means. If you forget, go back to the game shows that used to be on. Yes. All right. So let us check for the week. We're searching. Let's stop there. And we have fogged in, people. This is telling us to go slow and take our time. So no rushed decisions this week, okay? Think things through. Don't go for, impulse purchases. Whatever you're going to buy, think it through for a few minutes at least, and then do it, okay? If you're starting a new project, if you're doing, a redo of your site, if you're on a new team at work, if you have a new boss, whatever it may be, take it slow this week. And 11:11 just appeared. So that's what time it is right now, 11:11. And it's telling us we got to go slow this week. Take your time, be methodical, and do not rush. And the universe is telling me, Al, slow your roll, man. And it's funny that I picked that card for the week and I saw 11:11 because before I started this episode, I was looking at all the things and writing down things that I want to create. And there's so much that I want to create. And I felt myself getting overwhelmed because I have so many ideas. And so this card is also telling me, you know, just chill this week and figure out what's the most important thing for you to do and then do it. Ta-da! Now, moving on to the mystical item of the week, labradorite. It is a stone. I love this stone. I'm holding one right now. Labradorite is the stone of cosmic alignment and intuitive intelligence. It reminds you that reality is layered. Timing is intelligent, not by us, but by the universe. The unseen is always working on your behalf. Now, energetically, labradorite strengthens your intuitive hearing, your trust in divine redirection, your ability to recognize synchronicity, your confidence in your path. When you work with labradorite, you don't get more signs, you become more receptive to the signs already surrounding you. So keep it close when you feel uncertain about a decision, when you want guidance on next steps, you sense your shifting timelines, and you need some protection as your energy expands. It is the stone that helps you tune into the frequency of co-creation. Labradorite, love this stone. I can't get enough of this stone. So when I decided on having this one be the mystical item of the week, kind of went, you know, I think I saw 333 when I decided that yesterday that I was going to use this one. Divine timing, synchronicities, clues, signs, love it. Because this month, December, is all about manifestation and divine timing. And today we're talking about co-creation with the universe, aligning with your path. Okay. Manifestation is usually taught as a one-sided equation. You ask, the universe delivers. But that's incomplete, and it leaves people confused, pissed off, disappointed, and doubting their intuition. Co-creation is deeper. It's the union of your intention, your aligned identity, your emotional frequency. No, Gibby Gibbs, and a cat. That's in my way. There we go. Your emotional frequency, your willingness to act with me, so co-creation, the universe's timing, the universe's redirection, the universe's orchestration. Co-creation is an energetic teamwork. Most people sabotage manifestation by over-controlling, over-planning, overthinking, over-analyzing, over-attaching to the outcome. In other words, you're obsessing. All right? Obsessing is a sign of fear, not faith. Control is the ego saying, I don't trust the universe to get this right. But co-creation says, I trust myself enough to choose, and I trust the universe enough to arrange. When you co-create, you stop forcing, pushing, obsessing, rushing, and doubting your path, and your desire shifts from being something you chase to something you meet in the middle. The universe is a master communicator, but most people miss the messages because they're looking for lightning bolts instead of patterns. The universe primarily speaks through signs. These are gentle confirmations, repeating numbers like my 11:11, dreams, names or phrases appearing multiple times, songs with messages, opportunities arriving twice, animals that show up repeatedly, like Mr. Leroy Jethro Gibbs, people who appear at perfect moments. Signs are not rewards. They are alignment indicators. They tell you, hey, you're on the right frequency. Keep going. Now, divine timing is the energetic sequencing of your life. It accounts for your readiness, other people's readiness, the stability of your foundations, the healing you still need, the support you haven't found yet, the opportunities being prepared, and the lessons unfolding in your favor. Because yes, guys, we always have lessons. When something is delayed, it is never denial. It is an alignment progress, which I seem to think that because, you know, I had to stop my PhD program. Ran out of money. Ran out of funding. Now, was I pissed? That's an understatement, because all I have left is my dissertation. That's it. I've done all my classes, just have my dissertation, and now the money went goodbye. But me and the universe, it's been showing me time and time again over these last few months that they're realigning me for something else. I don't know what that is, but I'm kind of excited to find out. So this is alignment in progress for myself as well. Now, redirection. This is how the universe protects you from outcomes that would have harmed your path. Closed doors do not signal failure. They signal refinement. Redirection is the universe saying, this is not how, this is not who, this is not the timeline, but something better is forming. Trust this reroute. If you can see redirection as guidance instead of rejection, you become impossible to discourage. Your desires don't activate manifestation. Your energy does. Your energy signals readiness, capacity, openness, willingness, identity, equilibrium, emotional steadiness, yes, emotional steadiness, and alignment. This is why you can want something so deeply, but still not be ready to receive it. Your energy must be able to hold the reality you desire, not just for a moment, but consistently. You always want to ask yourself, is my energy a match for the life I'm calling in? We've covered this last week as well. And if you haven't listened to last week's episode, please do, because this month is building on the foundation of the previous week, okay? Is my energy a match for the life I'm calling in? That is such an important question to ask yourself. If the answer is no, the universe will not withhold desire. It will guide you into alignment with it. And that's where co-creation begins. Here's the part people crave, the practical blueprint of co-creation. These are movements that activate your partnership with the universe. Intention with emotional resonance. When your intention is emotionally alive, the universe feels it as a signal of clarity. You cannot manifest what you feel numb about. Aligned action, symbolic action, okay? It's not hustle, not over effort, just the smallest, clearest movement toward your future. Alignment action says, I'm participating. And I always tell people, even the smallest step forward is a step that counts. All right. Number three, being open to timing. Timing is never punishment. It is protection. It is preparation. It is precision. When you surrender timing, you stop forcing life and start flowing with it. Responsiveness to synchronicity. Co-creation is a conversation, not a command. The universe will nudge you to call a person, to Google a phrase, to watch a video, to apply for this thing, whatever this thing is, to take this exit, to reach out, to slow down. Your job is to be responsive, not be perfect. Emotional steadiness. Manifestation collapses when emotional volatility spikes. So being fearful, being needy, being desperate, okay? Co-creation requires a grounded nervous system, consistent self-trust, a willingness to pivot, a soft relationship with uncertainty. You don't have to like uncertainty. Nobody does. But you have to lean into it instead of trying to protect yourself from it. Emotional steadiness keeps your signal stable. Now, so what happens when we're fully aligned? There are moments in every manifestation journey where the energy just clicks. You feel it before you see it. When you're fully aligned, life feels, well, orchestrated. Things don't just happen, they connect. Everything becomes meaningful. Everything becomes timed. Everything becomes directional. You realize, I'm not doing this alone. Your desires feel inevitable, not impossible. They stop feeling like hopes, and they start feeling like home. The frequency becomes normalized. You stop chasing and start receiving. The energy shifts from effort to magnetism, from gripping to allowing, from pressure to partnership. This is where manifestation stops being a fantasy and becomes a rhythm. At this level, you don't manifest through force. You manifest through coherence. Your energy, your identity, your actions, and the universe are finally speaking the same language. Yes, indeed, you do. So your soul work for the week. And this is below in the show's notes. One, identify where you're trying to control the outcome. Ask yourself, where am I gripping instead of trusting? And write down the one place in life where you're forcing a timeline or over-managing the how. Ask yourself this question daily. What is the universe inviting me to notice today? Write down any signs, synchronicities, ideas, repeating messages, intuitive nudges, people who show up, and unexpected opportunities. This helps you build your universal language. Number three, take one aligned action. It doesn't have to be a big action, but it does have to be a meaningful one. Choose something that your future self would do naturally. This is how you shift identity. Number four, practice energetic openness. This is a 3-minute exercise. It's a piece of cake. You can sit quietly each morning. Just sit there and say to yourself, I am open to the path that supports my highest good. Again, I am open to the path that supports my highest good. And let your chest loosen. Let your energy soften. How about let those shoulders drop a little bit, okay? And let your expectations breathe. This single practice moves you out of control mode and into co-creation. And number five, capacity check-in. Ask yourself before bed, did I hold my energy steady today? No judgment, do not judge yourself, just awareness. Awareness shapes alignment, and alignment shapes destiny. You know, you're not walking your path alone. You never have been. Every desire you've ever carried was planted in you on purpose. An invitation from the universe to evolve into the version of you who can hold it. Co-creation isn't a technique. It's a relationship. A partnership between your intention and the universe's intelligence. When you stop gripping the how, when you stop demanding your timing, when you stop shrinking from the nudges that guide you, your life begins to feel orchestrated rather than chaotic, because it is that, because it is. This week, soften a little bit, stay open, respond to invitations, and remember, the universe is always moving in your favor. even when you cannot see the choreography behind it. Next week, we'll continue this journey with Reading the Signs, How the Universe Communicates with You. It's a deeper dive into synchronicities, intuitive language, and the energetic breadcrumbs leading you toward your path. Until then, trust the dance, trust the timing, and please, trust the partnership. And that's a wrap here in this episode of Mystical Minds. I hope it sparks something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, a nudge from your soul. Don't forget the soul work for the week, and you'll find it under resources for this episode. If you loved what we explored today, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. And if you're craving more, please join the Mystical Minds group. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. You'll find support, community, and your people. And if you walk the metaphysical path and would love to share your wisdom on a podcast, whether you're an energy worker, intuitive healer, maybe just intuitive, or just a healer, it doesn't matter, or just someone with a wild spiritual story, I would love to hear from you. And I know plenty of you have emailed me, and I know plenty of you have filled out the form. I know. And I'm making 2026 that of connections, and I will be reaching out to everyone to start scheduling in January. So take a deep breath. I'm not ignoring you. I'm just trying not to be overwhelmed by the response. Okay? You can also book a private reading or soul session with me anytime at outofbodyecstasy.com. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or maybe a deeper connection to your path. Now, until next time, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.